Rocking and rolling. We're almost done here. 10, 12 minutes left in this. It would be sacrilege to call this the program, right? This is not 2 to 6 is the program.
I don't know. We can call it that.
I don't want to, you know.
The shirt's behind you. The front of the program shirt's behind you.
Yeah.
Stop by to Giorgio's. Get a shirt. We saw a listener, Mike. He stopped by a few minutes ago. He just bought a shirt. So go in there and buy a shirt.
Are you in or out on, like, we were talking about movies and drinking at, like, do you like the whole direction of having, like, being able to, like, booze while you go to a movie theater?
Depends on the length of the movie. I have a thing where just mentally I go to a movie and I'm worried about having to leave. But if it's like an hour and a half, 2 hour movie, I'm okay with enjoying a beverage.
But I would think it would have to be like a, like you're going to watch, 21 Jump Street, where you're just like shutting your brain
off. I'm not going to Avengers.
You can't go to like Inception and be like,
oh, man,
get hammered.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Did you enjoy a beer?
I'm always interested, though. Yeah. I mean, I have before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love the way the theaters are now. It's
the movie theaters have changed. Like, you think about all the things that have changed.
Yeah.
You imagine someone in 1995 going to a movie now.
Yeah.
Be like, what?
I mean, I look back, like, it's not that long ago where you had to, if you wanted a good seat, you had to arrive early. Like, a half hour, 45 minutes
now
early.
You reserve
to, my gosh, it's a game changer.
Are you the type, because I took a lot of, I remember taking some heat on the air about this, that Bo and I, when we would go to movies together, even as like if Bo and I went to a movie now, I think we'd sit, there wouldn't be the buffer seat in between.
Oh, no, I'm never a buffer seat guy, especially now with the ones that lean back, they're like, there's enough room.
You got, I guess now, but like back in the day.
Yeah, I still would sit next to my friends. I'm not like John, I think that's an old school thing. I'm like, oh, I don't want to sit next to my
friends. But with
friend.
That said, if you
what
and
if
I,
people if, think we're together.
If we walked into the bathroom and there's a bunch of urinals,
we need a urinal buffer. Yeah, but I'm not peeing next to you at the movie.
That's
you know,
the thing.
We're just hanging. Plus, like, if what if something happens and you want to be like, oh man, that was funny.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Like,
what do you do? Suddenly you're like whispering across a whole seat.
How about,
come on, John.
Do they still have the troughs where you go pee at Memorial Stadium where it's like, I mean, is there anything more? I mean, you're like circled around, I remember growing up, going to those games and having to whiz in a trough was like the most stressful thing that could have ever happened to like
dude,
a 10-year-old.
You have a shy bladder. You're like standing there for 5 minutes and you can't go to the restroom because there's all these old
dudes
around
you. You feel like, yeah.
It's embarrassing.
That's a little scary.
I don't miss the trough days. I would honestly, I just walk right into the actual stall. I'd be like, no, screw this. I will wait five minutes to go into a private stall rather than go to the trough
route.
Yeah, yeah.
The trough route.
I'm not an animal. I'm not a pig or a cow.
I mean, what are we, in prison? Like, I mean, come on. Like,
what are we, like, come on, Memorial City. What is
what
this,
are we,
jail?
Whizzing in prison here? This is ridiculous. I'm not going to do that at all. But, yeah, and I always respect the places that are you – I mean, if I was going to design, I would put – do you like the dividers in between each urinal?
Totally. Oh, man, there's
– just a little privacy. Just give us a tiny bit.
How about the – well,
the ultimate urinal peek is Ace Ventura when he's peeking over at the guy to punch him with his championship ring to see if he can find Ray Finkel.
I forgot about that. I always hate the restrooms that are, like, right next to, like, the sink, and there's no divider, like, barrier.
Yeah,
like,
that's
oh, this
awkward.
Is really uncomfortable. Like, sorry, man, you're trying to... Yeah, 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 yeah. You're trying to wash your hands, and you're probably getting a little splatter on your hands.
Yeah, that's
hands.
Awkward.
My bad, bro.
That is really awkward. Mm-hmm. All right, if you were curious about our thoughts on urinals
there you
and,
go.
And prison in public, you got it right
we,
there.
We
right?
got you.
See, girls don't have to deal with any of this stuff.
No,
guys, just
girls
go
have
you
it easy.
Stall and you just, you're got your privacy. It's ridiculous. All right, we'll put a bow on our
Beau Rude.
Show.
Yeah.
Beau Rude on our show on the other side here on 1620 Zone.